Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, you know it's a blessing and it is an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, I thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, the word of the Lord is life to us. It's just a freshness that comes, amen, when we can know that the word of the Lord is there for us each and every day. And his mercies, beloved, are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. So we come to praise him today and magnify the name of the Lord. It is my prayer that as you begin this day, that you begin it knowing that God loves you and that he does care about you. Amen. And he is working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Praise God. We're going back into the word of the Lord this morning. We're talking about armed and dangerous. And every time I think about this topic, to be armed, really it means to be ready. Praise God. It means to be combat ready, spiritually speaking. We need to be combat ready. Just like in the natural, when you're in the military, the military equips and prepares soldiers to be combat ready. And it doesn't matter what field you go in, you still have to have that type of training to be able to war and be able to fight if necessary. And dangerous, armed. Praise God. Anybody that's armed with weaponry in the natural is dangerous because the potential is there to use those weapons against your enemy or use it against people that may not be enemies. So when you think about being armed and dangerous, and walking in God and walking with the armor on and having your armor on, you're a threat. You're a threat to the enemy's kingdom, and we should be a threat because we are soldiers in the army of the Lord. So we're going to talk about the various points of the demonic realm this morning in this message. We're going to talk about principalities and powers and going to define them a little bit so we recognize exactly what we're dealing with. And then we're going to turn that thing around, praise God, and talk a little bit about some of the weapons that the Lord has given us. He's given us weapons to use against the enemy, and we're in a great army. Praise God. We are on the winning side. So know this, you're armed and dangerous when you're equipped effectively to fight and to war. And the Bible tells us that we should war, we should fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Father, we thank you for the word this morning. We ask, Father, that you would anoint your word today, anoint every listener by the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm asking you, Father, to minister. We bind the enemy right now. We bind any distracted forces. We bind any hindering spirits. And Father, I pray that you would draw men and women, young men, young women, God, by the power of God, to this broadcast, that they would hear your word. Father God, as your word goes out, it will not return void. So we bind the enemy right now. Get in the airways, Father God, and you do what only you can do on today. Minister and have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going over to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. And this is the series that we're teaching is the Armor of God series. And if you would like all of these messages on MP3, we are making these available. We're going to soon put them up on our website so you can download them as MP3s. for a very, very small donation to the ministry just to help us, amen, to continue the work of God that we're doing. We will make these available to you, praise God, by download, and we will get that up on our website so that you can get these MP3s and listen to the word of the Lord in its fullness, praise God. We are going to make these available, so praise God. And this message, beloved, let me just stop and just say this. These messages are necessary for us because, again, we are soldiers. So know that this is the word of God, and God wants you fully equipped. I can't say that enough. He wants you fully equipped to do the work of God. Amen. So we are going to make these messages available to you in their entirety. Praise God. Amen. Now, Ephesians 6, chapter, the 6th chapter, and the 12th verse. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, these are the things that we are wrestling against. First of all, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. It's not against a man, a woman, boy, or girl in the flesh, in the natural. But these wickedness and the spiritual forces, basically, that we're working against is spiritual forces, principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in high places. This is where the fight is at. And so we need to know how to fight. Praise God. First of all, beloved, you've got to realize that our fight, again, is with unseen demonic forces or spirits. We must be aware of the enemy, and we must use the weapons that God has given us to fight, and we win. That's just the bottom line. We're winners. We're not fighting to lose. We're fighting because we are on the winning side, and when we do as the Lord instructs us to do, and we follow his commands, and we obey him, and we walk right with him, and we come out of sin, come on, amen, because sin doesn't belong in our lives in any type of way, and this is why deliverance ministry is important, and we must really recognize when we have things in our life God's not pleased with, we have to deal with it, get rid of it, praise God, because we are in a war, and we don't want to defeat ourselves because of what's in us, and that would cause us to be defeated. Why? We're not cleanse. If you're not cleansed, if you're not free, you can be free. Amen. And the Bible says, he whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Okay? So we recognize our fight. Our fight is not in the flesh again. Okay? Now, we're dealing with principalities. These are chief devils. These are demons that are assigned over regions and over even nations sometimes. You can go in different regions and there'll be principalities, spirits that are ruling in those areas. And you have to know when you're dealing with a principality. They're first in rank and order. Now, this is talking about the demonic kingdom, okay? And then you're talking about powers, okay, such as witchcraft, demonic powers such as that, praise God, things that would tie you up. And try to hinder you so that you cannot flow in the Holy Spirit the way you need to, okay? Powers, okay? Witchcraft, warlock spirits, you know, things of this nature. They're powers that the enemy uses, demonic forces that come to hinder, come to bind. Python spirits and leviathans. Python is a restrictor, okay? And so Leviathan is pride, arrogance, and all these strong men, divination, familiar spirits, error, spirit of death, antichrist, infirm spirits, dumb and deaf spirits, fear and bondage. These are strongholds, but they're powers, that demonic powers that the enemy uses to tie up and bind so that we're not able to move freely the way we should if we're bound in any of these areas. And so this is why, again, we need to recognize the things that are in operation. And whether it be in our lives, whether it be in a region, whether it be in our neighborhoods, whether it be even in the church, we have to recognize these things, okay? And we know that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. So when you're coming up against these type of demonic spirits, praise God, guess what? The Lord will give you in the spirit how to pray how to war in the spirit, amen. And then we got angels, angels that will fight on our behalf, praise God, amen, that will go up, amen, and battle, praise the Lord. And so when we get in a battle, we're not by ourselves, amen. We're not just fighting just to fight, praise God. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We have to cast down every imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Anything that comes up against the knowledge of God is a trespasser. So we have to know that and then combat that in the spirit. And then we're talking about rulers of the darkness of this world, demon spirits of this world order. The cosmic creator, the ruler or cosmic creator, hides the truth and blinds the mind of the people through cosmic deception. And this is what the enemy does. He's a deceiver. He's a trickster. Okay? He doesn't play fair, praise God. But guess what? The Holy Ghost will abort and will reveal the truth, will bring to light that's in the darkness. Amen. Ruler spirits rule or reign. Rules over regions and makes fetishes look like fads, okay? And then witchcraft will turn it into like family traditions. So in other words, the enemy twists things. You may think something is healthy and come to find out that it's not, because he knows how to disguise, okay? And so we need to make sure that our minds are renewed in the spirit of God, so that whatever's in operation, if it's not from God, that would be brought to the light, so we know how to deal with it and take authority over it, okay? All right? These deceptions will make murder look like a lifestyle. In other words, let me put it like this, okay? You don't have to take a gun and kill someone to murder them. Although we know that if you do that and you hit the person at the right spot, you could take them out. But you use your tongue to do the same thing. And so the enemy has slick weapons, knows how to take people out, and they may appear to be alive and they're dead. And so again, when we're walking with God, we have to really be sharp in the spirit. We have to be really, really sharp to know exactly what's going on. And we're in a day now to where lifestyles or life choices, okay, such as homosexuality, now is being pretty much appearing as a normal lifestyle. And we know, according to the Word of God, that it's not a normal lifestyle. When you look at the Word and when God says what's an abomination, what he does not like, what he doesn't approve of, but man is making these things to look like it's okay. And we in Christendom speaking against it, and it's not that we're against people, but it's the lifestyles. It's the things that will come as a result of this, praise God, is what. And the Word of God, we're coming against the Word of God, the nature of God. And God made man, and he made woman. And he created man the way he wanted man to be. And he created woman the way he wanted woman to be. But in this day and hour, beloved, we're living in a day where these things have been accepted. Okay? And as okay. But we know, when you look at the Word, no, there's no compromise in God. You know, he does not want us to live a double life. He does not want us to live one way at home and another way at church. Praise God. So we know, amen, according to the Word of God, what God has set up for family, amen, male, he made male, and he made female. Glory to God. Even the animals know that. The animals don't cross. Praise God. And so you got to recognize, amen, that as God built the nature in the animals, praise God, and we're not lowering anybody. I'm just telling you the truth. Praise God. He's not going to compromise with any of us. We've got to make up our mind, beloved, that we're going to live this Word from Genesis to Revelation. There can be no compromise. Praise God. We have to be careful, because these spirits come in. They come into the church. They're affecting women. They're affecting men. Praise God. Now, these are rulers of the darkness of this world. Praise God. This is what we're fighting against. We are in a war. Praise God for our very lives, our children's lives, generations to come. What will the family look like in 20 years? What will the family look like really in 5 years? I bring it all the way down to five. it's going to look very, very different. Praise God. But when you love God and you love his word, you cannot compromise the word of God, okay? So these demons are masters at making people worship the devil without even knowing it. Praise God. The enemy is very, very slick, okay? And we've got to recognize where we're, what we're dealing with. And parents, let me just say this too. You can't compromise with your children. You have to love them, tell them the truth, but don't compromise with them. Stop petting them in their wrong. Amen. Oh, Johnny, you know, that's just Johnny. He's having a bad day. No, Johnny need to be told the truth. Praise God. Amen. You love people enough to tell them the truth. Be honest. Praise God. Because if you don't, you're going to be have to give an account to God. Everything that we say, everything we do. Beloved, believe me, we're going to stand in judgment for it. Praise God. And so if we compromise with you and not tell you the truth, praise God, we're not helping you. Amen. So you're in a war. Recognize that. He wants you armed and dangerous. Praise God. To fight. Amen. The things that need to be fought in the spirit, not in the natural. Get out of your flesh. You can't do anything in flesh. Nothing. Nothing. Not when it comes to God. Because he won't accept it. He will not receive it. You can just sit somewhere and recognize. As long as you're in your flesh, you're going to stay grounded. Praise God. Because God ain't going there with you. Praise the Lord. And we got to learn that. We have to learn that we can't pet flesh. We can't pet pity spirits. Praise the Lord. All of these things keep you grounded. Amen. Come on up out of there and make up your mind you're going to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Okay? Praise the Lord. So in talking about demonic spirits or demons that are masters at making people worship the devil without even knowing it. Praise God. Spiritual wickedness in high places, okay? High places. This is demonic influence from the second heaven. This also means it causes to cause degeneration or to become worse. These are spirits that are freed from, that we are freed from so that we may obey God's voice, okay? God doesn't want us bound at all. At all. In your mind, in your soul, in your emotions. Doesn't want you bound, he wants you free. And just as your spirit is saved, your soul need to get saved. Our emotions, come on, need to be surrendered to God, to his will. That we're not guided by our emotions. We're not floating here and floating there. This is why a lot of times people fall into sin because of their emotions. They let their emotions get the best of them. And it's not that we're not to be emotional, but your emotions need to be sanctified. Praise the Lord. I recognize we got cut off, and I know that that is nothing but the enemy, but we're going on in the name of the Lord. Praise God, picking up our teaching. I was talking about spiritual wickedness in high places, okay? Now, we do know that there's an agenda, alternate lifestyle agenda, that we are dealing with in the body of Christ. Amen.
God bless, beloved. We're back on. Praise God. I'm going to pick right back up where I was. I can really tell now that we're in a fight today. Praise the Lord. Armed and dangerous. I know that the topic, what I'm talking about right now. Okay, now they can't hear me. Okay. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Praise God. Okay, I believe I'm back on. If I'm not, those that are on live, praise God, you text me and let me know. Praise the Lord. We've been disconnected twice, but we're back on again. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, I'm believing that I'm being heard. Praise the Lord. And what I'm talking about right now is a little bit of a sensitive issue. Amen. But we're going to get our point across this morning. And if you want this message in entirety, praise God, just contact us, and I'll give you that information shortly. Praise God. We're talking about spiritual wickedness in high places. We are definitely in a fight. We're in a war, praise the Lord. Amen. Our fight is not with flesh and blood, praise God. And what I was talking about was territorial spirits, praise the Lord. Amen. And we were talking about the agendas, praise God, that we're dealing with. Amen, praise God. And not that we do not love, praise God, we love. Amen. But we have a responsibility to teach the word of God and preach the word of God, praise God. And so talking about the homosexual agenda, alternate lifestyles, praise God. It's people we love, and we're reaching out, amen, to preach the gospel to the lost, to those, amen, that do not know Jesus Christ, praise God. And one of the things that we've got to recognize is that we cannot live any kind of way and then have this Bible, praise God, in our hand. We have to rightly divide the word of truth, amen, by studying the word of God, praise the Lord. And so, knowing this, praise God, amen, God created male and female, praise God. And everything he created good, praise the Lord. So we have a responsibility, and we know that we're in a fight, praise God. Our own rights as Christians, praise God, are being challenged. Amen. We're being accused sometimes of hating, and this is not a hate thing. This is a love thing, because if we do not love you, we won't tell you the truth. Amen. So we cannot compromise that. Praise God. Now, in order to see deliverance, you have to tell people the truth. Praise God. You got to come out of lust and lasciviousness and fornication. Amen. Amen. Adultery. Praise God. All of these things will weigh you down and put you right where you don't want to be. Amen. So you've got to know today, beloved, that God loves you. Praise the Lord. But he wants you to live holy. He wants you to live clean lives. Praise God. And as a result of a lot of the decisions that are being made, we're fighting diseases today that they can't cure. Amen. Cancers are running rampant. Why? A lot of it is because of sin. Glory to God. But how many of you know God loves you enough, amen, to rebuke and even to correct and give you instruction to keep you from being judged in that way? Praise the Lord. And so when sin falls on us and judgment falls on us as a result of sin, let me say it like that, praise God, only God can remove it. And we do not want that type of judgment on our lives. We want to be able, amen, to reap the benefits of serving God, amen, and loving God and going on with him. So recognize we are fighting spiritual wickedness in high places. All right? So in order to see deliverance, we must call for prayer against every demonic system to be overturned. Praise God. We're fighting demonic systems today. Amen. And the gay agenda is one of those systems. Praise the Lord, that we are dealing with. And it's very, very serious. Praise the Lord. It's going to take prayer. Amen. It's going to take us being willing to stand. And then withstand. This is why you need the armor of God. You've got to have your mind covered. You got to have, amen, the breastplate of righteousness on. You got to have truth around your waist. Glory to God. You got to have the right shoes on your feet. Got to be showered with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And then you need that shield of faith to quench the fiery darts of the wicked, and then the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and you've got to wield that sword, Oboshanto, hallelujah, the right way. Glory to God. Amen. You cannot wield it any kind of way. Not about cutting people's ears off, cutting their heads off, glory to God, but using the word rightly. Praise the Lord, that it would convict. Glory to God. And I want to speak to those today. Amen. You may have found yourself in a lifestyle that's not pleasing to God. You may be living with someone. Praise God. That woman living with that man. That man living with that woman. Whatever it is, praise God. I want you to know today that God loves you. He loves you. He wants you to come to him. Give your life to Jesus. He will make the difference in your life. If you surrender to him, amen, he'll open the doors that's needed to be opened. He will make a way for you because he's that kind of God. He loves you today, and he cares about you. Praise the Lord. Amen. I'm going to continue this message on our next broadcast. Praise God. But I want you to know, beloved, God loves you. He cares about you. Praise God. Father, I pray for those that are listening right now. I pray, Father God, that you would minister to them right now. Father God, someone don't know you. Someone is lost today without hope. But Jesus, you died may have hope and that we may have life. So I'm asking you to save, deliver, and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. We're thanking you right now for all that you're doing, all that you have done. We bind every work of the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and we take authority over him right now. Father, have your way. You move, you rule, and you super rule as only you can. And Father God, we're thanking you for healing. We're thanking you for deliverance. We thank you for salvation. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Beloved, we'll be back here on tomorrow, the same time. Praise God, 8 a.m. Mountain Time. That would be 9 Central, 10 Eastern. Praise God. We want you to join us. Amen. And know again that God loves you and he cares about you. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church.